Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are live on LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com, and I've got a little business to take care of, some housekeeping to do. I want to remind everyone that the One Institute, which brings us to be here with you each and every Thursday live, is a 501c3. That's a not-for-profit educational corporation. And we survive on the good works and donations of some of our people, our followers. And so I'd like to give a big shout out for a very generous donation made to keep us on the air and keep us operating from L. We love you, Al. We are so glad you are with us, and we appreciate you. Your donation is completely tax deductible, so keep that in mind. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815, and Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. You had a very generous donation.
Well, that's wonderful. Loving mankind is the major goal of this world, or else.
Or else. And we were seeing a lot of things going on in the world that is not what we would wish and hope for. But we're just going to keep putting out the good work and hoping that we make a difference.
That's right.
So you're doing ladies groups, and I'm doing them with you. I just sort of sit back there in the control chair and watch and see what's going on. But you are doing the amazing, amazing work with these ladies groups. And I want to know how you feel about them, Dr. Allen.
I really appreciate people respecting me and what I've learned scientifically. I'm a scientist who doesn't, like I usually say, I'm a therapist, not a moralist. I just want to help people love one another.
And it's amazing. I've seen so much amazing work go on and so much amazing progress. I've seen big smiles, heard some laughter. I've seen some tears, but they've been cleansing and amazing. I want to encourage everyone to get on the waiting list. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We have a waiting list. And if I told you any different, I'd be fibbing. I don't like to do that. So here's what I want to tell you. If you're interested in getting into one of these ladies groups, whether the five group or the elite three-person group, I encourage you to reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. Get on that waiting list. It's worth every minute of your time. These are amazing groups. And Dr. Allen has one group that all the ladies just keep coming back every month. It's been amazing. There's been so much growth. I encourage everybody, again, via email, info@drpatallen.com, to find out about that. Other than that, you could sign up for the newsletter, and of course, there'll be, some pieces in the newsletter talking about what we're doing and what we've got going on with Dr. Allen. So very exciting, and Dr. Allen, I love the groups. I think they're just amazing.
Thank you.
So let's see if we've got any calls coming in right now. I gave our number out, but I'll give it again. 323-203-0815. And that's our calling number to get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. We do, however, have some of our friends out there in the Ethernet and the internet sending out messages and questions. And of course, we always get what I call love letters to Dr. Pat about how amazing she is. And I try to share those with her, but I always have time to, but they come in by the thousands. But we have a question right here. Dr. Allen.
Yes.
I'm a 54-year-old woman. I am widowed. And I am confused. I have been working for the last 2 years through the oxytocin withdrawal of losing my husband. But I'm not certain what my energy is now. I feel very torn between the masculine energy and the feminine energy. Would that be my biology? And is there any way I can test drive both of those energies?
You're 54 years old. If you're either perimenopause or you've finished menopause or you're in menopause, which means your body is not, your nervous system is not committed to the very, very feeling-centered hormone of estrogen. You are switching biochemically to a more masculine human being. So I would recommend that if you find any pleasure going to school or going to a hospital and serving as a helper, now's the time to do it because your body is ready to do good, to feel good. We all are androgynous. My doctoral work is androgynous semantic and syntactic realignment. I help people do good to feel good and feel good to do good, depending on their goal. If you're wanting to get married again, then you would start flirting and doing, read my book, Getting to I Do, and use your attraction to flirt with the man and find a replacement for your God-loving dead husband. So we're all male and female. And every day, every single day, I recommend that everybody sign what I call the Lyman promoter. The Lyman is for 3 to 4 minutes while you're falling asleep and waking up. And I want you, if you will, to, before you go to sleep at night, to write down with your hand and a pen or a pencil, because when you write things down, they carry more energy from your body, through your mind, through your heart, and it's more feeling-centered. So you write down 3 things that tomorrow you want to enjoy. Maybe it's lunch with your girlfriend. Maybe it's going shopping and looking for a Christmas present, whatever. And 3 things that help you do good to feel good, which happens to be the masculine yang energy. And it's something that will help you use that newfound masculine energy in your body, the progesterone, testosterone, that you need to promote good behavior. So do your Lyman because it will set up your intuition and your instinct, more intuition if you're a man and more instinct if it's a woman, so that you basically can develop skills in both sides of your psyche. Do you see? So
definitely.
So there.
So here's
and there's a wonderful book. There's a wonderful book called what is the name of the book by Milana now? It's called
Well, you'll think of it, you always do.
Yes, I do. Anyway, I'm looking in my bookcase right now. Anyway, it's a book about your instinct and your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you create your life.
Right. So in essence, she is in the shift. So it's not surprising that she'd want to test drive both of those energies and see which one at this stage in her life feels right.
And the book is called Subliminal.
Oh,
and it's how your unconscious mind rules your behavior. It's by Leonard Mlodinow. And
yes.
It's a very readable human book about, it doesn't talk about the Lyman, it talks about the subconscious, but I'm telling you a technique that you can use to trigger your unconscious into a conscious decision about what you intend to do tomorrow. You can plan today, but you have to only intend tomorrow, because tomorrow's not here.
Yes. I fully and completely agree with that.
Okay.
So we have another question from our Facebook people. Why is it that a man will leave you or break up with you and you find him trying to return 5 years later? What is that? What is happening there, Dr. Allen?
What's happening there is young men often do not fall in love. You see, women bond. We women have a tendency, when we give away our sexuality, we have a tendency to physically bond to our lover's body, and that's what takes 2 years minimum to get over, to withdraw from. But when you're a young man and you're an older woman and you're now switching, you're now on masculine chemistry, everything I teach is based on science.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when you do that, when you marry somebody because it was nice and it was this, see, I require, when I work with people, especially when who read my book, Getting to I Do, when I work with people, I ask the women, do you want to be cherished first or respected? Because both of them, one of them is male yin and female yin and male yang. And everybody, when you have two people, you have four psyches working together. And if you don't, for example, if a woman marries a man for the money, within 3 years, the money isn't enough. She's not bonded. She married for the do good to get the money, the gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
For a man, when a man does not carefully choose who he's going to fall in love with, especially if that woman gives him free sex, no commitment to monogamy, no commitment to continuity, no commitment to future marriage, just free.
Right.
When men do that, what happens is, as they get older and more feminine, they basically need to fall in love with a woman that loves them.
Ah.
Men need to be mated or married with a loving woman from 50 to 60, especially.
Right.
In order to be healthy. We women, we have a tendency to gather up with our girlfriends who are now our boyfriends and go visit a country. We go male and they go female.
Right. We turn into independent explorers and they turn into, like, you know, the house row.
It's the way it is, because to be very honest, men are not designed to stay alive all of their life. They're built for the beginning movement.
Right.
Women are built for the final scene. Grandma cooks, babysits. It's amazing. So the truth of the matter is that we each have a prime time and a less prime time. And for women, you have to, if you want to be a married woman, you've got to be virtuous. Or if you're a prostitute or a madam, you're doing it for the money, and therefore you're really a man selling your female body.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dr. Pat, we have a caller on. You want to take a call?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. You're in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I'm calling to give you an update on last week. Last week I called and told you that a man who had been dating me for 8 months had told me he couldn't come and visit me for the rest of the year. He had moved out of state because of his daughter and mother.
Yes.
And he had told me he couldn't come visit me for the rest of the year. You had told me to write him a modified version of the hi bye letter, where basically,
yes,
I would propose to him that I might come and visit him once a month if we split the cost.
Yes, I remember that call.
Yes, yes. Well, I did exactly as you said. And he told me, you know, of course, in the hi-bye letter, I told him all the things I liked. He asked to do a Zoom call with me. And in the Zoom call, he explains all the things that he liked, that he thought that we had a lot in common, and that it was hard to find someone like me, but that in the 8 months, he did not fall in love with me. And so he wanted to continue having weekly Zoom calls because we're long distance. And
he wanted to continue the courtship.
Okay. Well, but at the same time, he said that I should go ahead and date other people, that he wants to continue having periodic Zoom calls with me where we watch movies. And if I come visit his state, because most of my relatives live in the state where he is now, that if I show up, then he can see me then. And when he moves back to my state, we can continue seeing each other. However, he basically said that he hadn't fallen in love with me. So my question is, you know, because initially, I had thought that he was basically breaking up with me, and so my question is this one of those cases where I say, you know, I'm sorry, but it's too painful to be friends, and so I cannot continue doing these weekly or periodic activities with you.
But he told you that this time what he's doing is falling in love with you as a friend. Every good marriage has to be a friendship in depth, soulmates. The soul of a man, the anima, has got to be very, very close and loving to the masculine soul of a woman, the animus. If anybody wants to read a book, there's a book called The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. And there's another one, which is called Anima Animus, and it's written by Carl Jung's wife, Emma, and it talks about there are four people. Men have male bodies, but they have female souls, the anima, and women have female bodies, but male souls. There's never going to be a man as strong as a woman inside. Can you imagine asking a man to have a 9-pound, 7-ounce baby? I don't think there would be many of us around. That's engineering beyond belief, you see? But women, we do what we do because we want the pleasure of being a mother and the pleasure of being a family. We do what feels good to us. So with that in mind, what's the question, Kelly?
Well, my question is, should I accept that even though he hasn't fallen in love with me, should I accept to continue?
Honey, wait. The plan he has set up for you, which is I'm setting up my Lyman so that I can finish my project where I'm at and come down. And if you're available and you're entertaining yourself with virtuous dating that does not include intercourse, I call intercourse God's moment for man, because that's the time we get to create another human being. Intercourse. Penile insertion in mouth, anus, or vagina is far more impacting for both men and women than hugging and kissing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is...
So you think I should accept. So basically, I should go back. Because, I forgot to tell you that 3 months in, he had given me a promise ring, which means that we had been monogamous, continuous, and long-term. And essentially, when he did it, he essentially demoted me. So my question is, should I accept
the demotion? He did not demote you. He did not demote you. He told you his plan. He's putting his career job ahead of getting married, because he wants you to respect his ability to take care of you. I don't know if you want to have a baby, but do you want to have a baby?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 45 and he's, I'm 46 and he's 36.
Okay. So you are still in the category of producing a child and playing God.
Maybe one, yes, potentially one.
I appreciate that, but
yeah.
Do you understand
that
I'm saying?
He already has one who's 4 years old, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this man literally proposed to you about a plan that would end up with you two having a chance to mate or marry.
Well, but in the intervening rest of the year,
he told you to entertain yourself with virtuous dates. They're called duty dates in my book. Duty dates, practicing being a lady with a gentleman.
Okay. Wow. I love your interpretation. Your interpretation is so much more optimistic than mine, because to me, he was kind of demoting me and essentially getting ready to lose me to someone else. I mean, you know, but yeah, okay.
Consider it, because what I'm doing is telling you that I hear him proposing a plan that includes him like being in the military overseas, or being in law school, or being in medical school, where he can't really court you.
All right. Okay. I like that. That's much more. Okay. So then I shouldn't say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't be friends with you because I was falling in love with you. I should just keep accepting.
Wait a minute. Do you want to know what you were saying? I know, but I'm telling you what you're saying to me. I can't marry you because I've got to screw you. Now tell me why you have to screw a man.
No, that's not what I was doing. My fear is that he's moved on and he's kind of letting me down easy. And
I'm
telling you my
hate.
Worst fear here.
Wait a minute. Was your father faithful to your mother or not?
My poor father died when I was 3 years old. So
Did your mother remarry?
She did not remarry, but she later had a child with another man who obviously did not marry her.
Do you understand Yeah. Do you understand? She had a child with another man without going through the process of setting up a virtuous boundary, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that her man hate is rubbing off on you and you are assuming the worst? I heard him telling you, I've got things to do for a while, 8 months or something, he said. And then I can consider if you are in love with me. See, if he had said this plan to one of my girls that's bought the program, she would have said, oh, that sounds wonderful for the future. Would you be willing that I date non-sexually to other men to see if God has a better deal for me, unless it's you? And will you continue to call me and connect with me continuously?
He did say that he wants to continue having the weekly Zoom movies and...
Yes, but you understand he can't do that unless you accept his courtship proposal. His courtship proposal is, will you be my friend until I can afford or choose to marry? That's what he's saying to me.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, just so you know, he said this to me on Monday, and then he asked to schedule a Zoom movie for last night, and I did do it. So I just want you to know, I did do it.
You know what?
And he said that we would do the next one in a week or two.
Your instinct told you that I would give you an answer like I gave you, which is, here,
yes,
he made a long-term proposal to you, and he said, but you've got to be in love with me if you do it. In other words, he doesn't want to just be a duty date. He wants to be your main man emotionally, and you talk to him about it and befriend him and be love him, you see, without having intercourse until you're engaged.
Now, just to clarify, he did tell me that he had not fallen in love with me in the last 8 months. Despite
how
giving
could
me
he fall in
frame.
Love with you? Wait a minute. He can't fall in love with the woman that is he's not sure is in love with him. He offered you a proposal, and I'm trying to define it for you.
Okay, I'm listening, and I'm accepting it. No, I'm accepting it. I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't just breaking up with me.
No, dear.
You know what I mean?
What he's doing is proposing how he plans to get married by doing his project, whatever it is, and then taking the time to find a woman that he's attracted to, he wouldn't be spending the time with you. The evidence is
he's been continuous with me. That there's no question there. So
I think he doesn't have the confidence that you're working towards falling in love with him. So would you please just duty date other people and continue to build a deep friendship with this man until you either get a better man with a better deal?
Yes, that sounds good. My question to you is, when he had initially, in the last 5 months after he gave me the promise ring, I was reaching out to him once every two of his. Now that he's essentially, should I continue reaching out? Or at this point, should I go back to courtship mode and let him reach out?
No, because you're agreeing that you're going to continue. You're doing your thing back and forth. So do you still have your promise ring?
I do have my promise ring, but...
Can you ask him if he's willing for you to put it on?
So I had put that in the high, I had asked that in the, a high by letter. To be honest, he didn't answer that one, but he answered that I should date others. I had asked in the hi-bye letter.
You know what that's for? Continue. He's giving you the right to look for his replacement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want you to look for your replacement for him.
Okay.
But if you want to concentrate on him and you don't have the time to date too much, then you can put your ring on and be his, you know, undocumented girlfriend. Do you want to date other men while you're watching him court you?
He told me that I should date other men.
I know, but do you want to date him the way he's dating you while you're duty dating other people?
Yes, I'm open to it. I was just worried that I was accepting a friendship, and
no,
I've heard
dear,
you tell other
no,
people don't accept no, a friendship and say that you're falling
no,
in love with them, so it's too painful. So I just wanted to know which I should do. Continue accepting his reach out or just tell him, look, it's too painful. I'm falling in love with you, so no, I can't continue.
It is not too painful. The man is telling you his plan to see if in 8 months you and he are falling in love.
Okay, great. All right, that's what I wanted. I wanted your interpretation of it, and
that's
I wanted
what I
to know
got.
which way I should go. So then I'll keep accepting his reach out. I have to be honest
Good.
And say that I'm a little skeptical about continuing to reach out to him. But I'll keep accepting his reach out. And I mean, I didn't say no to watching the Zoom movies, so.
Fine. So keep on doing what you're comfortable doing.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good
Pat.
Luck. You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right. So that brings up a huge topic we'll talk about a little
what
later on, but we've got another call coming in right now. Let me double check on that.
Take the calls.
Yeah. Hold
you on. Have a question you want me to answer?
Yeah, let's do it after this call. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Dr. Allen, this is Sean. Just calling you back, reporting.
What's report? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just reporting, you know, my ex-fiance broke off the engagement a little bit over 5 weeks ago. And
yes.
last week was her birthday and my birthday. I had listened to you by sending the flowers and the card. And she responded like, hey, thank you so much for the flowers and the card. So you told me to, if she responded, reach out to her and ask her what you want. So I gave her a call and I just said, hey, you know, left her a message. I said, hey, I want to meet with you and just talk and discuss things with
friends.
So then she said, okay, let's talk tomorrow. So we set up a time to talk. And she ended up canceling because she got, I guess, busy with work. And then the next day was my birthday, and she reached out of the blue and said, happy birthday. And
great,
said, sorry,
great,
I'm just,
great.
I'm sorry, I'm just so busy, blah, blah, blah. And
that
so then,
that tells me to tell you she's interested in the relationship again.
So then the next day I asked her to reschedule, and she just said, she reached out of the blue again, and she said, hey, my uncle, he has cancer. I'm helping him right now, and I'm just so busy I can't talk. I'm sorry.
Then you'll say to her, hopefully, may I call again?
Well, so I said to her in the text, I said, you know, I understand you can't talk right now. Let's talk when you can. And, you know, I'll pray for your uncle.
And what did she say?
She didn't say anything back, but it's been a week. I thought maybe just take a week off from trying to reach out to her.
And then call her back again.
Yeah, so I was thinking about calling her tonight, but I don't know if I'm chasing her too much, because I can tell you that when she was... after the first few weeks, She was doing that social media stuff where I was telling you where she was posting a lot of pictures, kind of trying to get my attention. So I noticed after I dropped these flowers, she blocked me again, so I couldn't see any of her pictures.
Okay,
but
so what she was doing was she was flagging you that she's not ready to be engaged or married to you.
Okay, so I guess what I'm just trying to say is, like, I'm a little bit confused. I was going to call her today and reach out to her and just ask
follow
her how
your
uncle
intuition.
Is.
Follow your intuition.
That's the problem, is I'm a little bit confused because...
Darling, do you want to do good or feel good?
I guess do good.
Well, then if you do good, you call her because you're man enough to handle the rejection. And if she rejects you enough, you'll reject her.
Okay, because it's really painful for me to, like, you know, last week
is
we were
pain,
talking.
Is pain a bigger deal than courting her? How much do you want her?
Well, I want her, but I mean, is it when I chase her, I feel like she's like, oh, I have him. I don't know. I just feel like she was blowing me off last week, but you think that she wasn't, you're saying?
She does. One time she feels good about doing it, and one time she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Has she told you, don't call me anymore?
Besides the day she broke up, she said, don't reach out to me. But...
why not ask her if she wants you not to ever reach out to her again?
Or should I try one or two times before I do that?
Then do it.
Okay.
You just answered your own question. You don't want to split up yet.
Well, I just want to talk. I just want to be able to have some peace and talk to her. And
you can't. No. She's not that easy. Ask
my
her
one
if
friend
she
said,
wants
oh,
you.
She's probably narcissistic.
Wait a minute.
Thought, yeah.
I'm not willing to go longer into this. I want you.
Okay.
You said you wanted to continue courting her for a couple more days. So do it. And if you want the bottom line, say, do you want me not to call you anymore?
Okay. Because she still has my ring, and I don't know, you know. So.
I just gave you a direction that indicates you want to court her for a little bit. And maybe you're considering not.
Okay. And then at the end of like eight, if I don't talk to her for 8 weeks, then I can write a hi bye letter. That'd be the recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll do that.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Sure. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Dr. Allen.
Yes.
We've got a couple more calls, but I just have a curiosity question about our last caller. Is he the feminine or the masculine?
He's the feminine. He's the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And she dates him when she needs a feminine man to cherish her feelings.
Oh.
So she's what we call a narcissist.
To the max.
She wants respect one day, and she wants to be cherished the next day or back and forth. And that's a person who's a 10 and wants the people they love to be zero.
Yep. Okay. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. I do.
Hi.
Right. So I am being dated by a man. We had a first date. He's been great about planning the second date, which hasn't happened yet. But he told me in advance that he'd like me to contribute. And I don't really feel comfortable with that.
What did he, wait a minute, what did he ask you to do?
He asked me to take care, to, I guess, pay for our food, and he would pay for the activity.
He asked to have a convenient relationship in which you pay your way and he pays his.
I suppose so, but instead of going...
That's called... Are you in a committed sexual relationship with him?
No.
Well, then you're just with a friend. You're not having sex with him? Intercourse?
No. No.
So you're just literally dating a man who is not courting you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have time to have dates with men that are not courting you? I mean, I see nothing wrong with it. It's called a friend.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
All right. So you don't have chemistry, or you do have chemistry for him?
I do have chemistry.
Okay. Does he have chemistry for you? Does he kiss you? Does he try to befriend you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but you haven't, he hasn't asked you for intercourse yet.
He's told me that he's interested in it, but he won't push my boundaries, and he will wait.
Well,
until
he
I'm ready.
Will when he gets bored without it. Are you willing to date him on a friendly basis without intercourse, just for, can he be number three on your list of three men?
Oh, if I have to make him number three, but we have.
Well, why would you have to make him number three?
Because right now he's number one.
He's number one.
I would have to,
but
yeah.
But if you don't have intercourse with him, he will know he's number three. And by the time he gets around to asking you to be number one, hopefully somebody else who's number one or two asks you first. How long have you dated him?
That we've had one date.
Oh, you've just had one date. I asked you to have three dates with him. And if the sex thing, for example, are you going to do, you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you understand. Please don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina without a commitment.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that, or do you want a friend with perks?
No, I'm willing to do that.
Okay. So if he says, I don't want to be in a committed, long-term, monogamous relationship, I want to date you and see where it goes. But I want that to include casual sex. Are you willing to say no to casual sex? Because when you have casual sex, he's picked your cherry and you're getting bonded to him, but he's not bonding to you. He's not falling in love with you.
Yeah.
You see?
I do.
Harvard did a study in the 90s, and they asked people, 10,000 of them, they asked them, why did you mate, which is like marriage without a legal document, and two-thirds of men mate and marry for a sensuous, comfortable home life and kids and a good, predictable sex life. One-third of men mate and marry for status and financial security. My wife's father owns that company and I work for them. In other words, he marries for money. We all are aiming for either do good and, you know, get paid to get laid, or do good by feeling good with sex and accepting the fact that that's probably not going to end up in a marriage. So with this in mind, you're chemically attracted to him, and he is just your first date. Can you date him a couple of times and see if he will date you without intercourse if he doesn't want a committed relationship, or he agrees to be your monogamous, continuous, long-term mate or marriage? Do you want to get married or mated?
Married.
Married. You want to be married. Okay. Yeah. So that's what you say. I'm not going to risk falling in love with you or anybody unless you're open to the idea of perhaps being in love and monogamous and see or talk to each other regularly, and within a year, hopefully be working on getting married. Are you willing to do that, or are you willing to settle for friends with perks?
No, I'm willing to do that. I was actually wondering what you think about me telling him that I don't feel comfortable with paying, or if I do pay, then I look at him as a friend, because I don't think he knows that it bothers me.
Okay. Well, he asks you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't bring out your billfold. What you're saying to him is, I am not comfortable paying for your dates. You're asking me out. And I am willing to do 2-to-1. You pay for two, I'll pay for one.
Oh, okay.
You want to try that?
Yeah, I can try that.
That one is a modified traditional.
Yeah.
Whoever asks,
I still don't
whoever
really feel
out.
Comfortable with it.
What?
I said I still don't really feel comfortable with it. I think I feel that he should be paying if he's asking me out.
That's the real bottom line. Whoever asks, whoever out pays for the date.
Yeah.
But you don't ask him out because you're not in a committed relationship at this time.
Right.
What I'm hearing he wants is a friend with perks.
Mm-hmm.
So my suspicion would be on the third date that he would ask you to come to his place or sleep with him or do something.
Yeah.
Do you see?
I see. Ah, okay.
If you have good chemistry for him, give him all the rope you can with the conditions and the boundaries.
I see.
I have chemistry for you. I don't want to fall in love with you sexually unless there's a possibility of turning our friendship into a marriage-bound relationship. So I'm not willing to have intercourse. I'll sleep with you. I'll be affectionate with you. But I don't believe that I can handle the stimulation of having intercourse with you, making love.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying to us, I'm chemically attracted to you, and I don't want to be bonded to you for 2 years. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
So are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right. So what are you going to offer him in the way of payment? He's asking for a convenient payment plan. There's convenient, codependent, and covenant. You want a covenant in which he asks you out and he pays for everything he asks for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want that. He wants split the bill. And when it comes to having sex, that's when he loses you don't say yes.
Right. So I'm hearing that I could either do it and just make it clear that I don't feel comfortable having sex with him unless he felt that there was a unless we were in a committed relationship with the possibility of marriage, or I could tell him that I don't really feel that I don't feel comfortable paying for his date, and
that's very businesslike.
Oh, I thought that's what you just said.
I did say. I'm just saying. Oh, okay. You're just saying what you're going to say with your feelings.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're saying you asked me out on a date. Is this a date or are we just friends? Okay.
Okay, I love it.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay.
Interesting, Dr. Allen. The way I was raised is the way that you're talking about. If somebody asks you out, they pay. If you ask somebody out, you pay. If I call up my girlfriend and I say, hey, hello? You want to have... Hi, caller. You're on the line with Dr. Allen. You're live. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi.
Hi.
I've called in. It's been a couple months. I'm the one with the fiance that had the past ghost friendships of 30 years ago and didn't want to let him go. I don't know. I don't know if you remember me, but but anyway, so he's still my I believe he's, bottom line is, I believe he's 51% valuable. I don't think there's anything going on, whatever. So anyway, I do have some other things though that are, I had a question about. I try to use the rule with him, or one of the rules that you talk about where you ask for, because he said he was a metrosexual, and you said that's an engineer, and you explained how that's a, what do you call it, an alpha male or whatever. And so we did get to that he is alpha male. But the thing is there's some things. I don't know how alpha male he is because, I mean, sometimes I feel like he wants me to be male. But anyway, when it comes
that's
to, like,
not
the sexual
unusual.
Stuff,
you want to be cherished, not respected.
Right.
You want to be his woman, yeah. Not his mother.
Right, exactly. Well,
so,
yeah.
Have you been saying no to his request for mothering?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Back to, sorry, I got sidetracked. But what I was going to say, you know, the tactic of you. When you say there's something that you want to talk about, you say, there's something I would like to talk about. When would be a good time? Whatever, whatever. He said we had a, you know, disagreement about something, and then he brought that up. He said, and then when you ask me about when I can talk to you and this and that, he said, I feel like you're playing a game with me. I feel like you're, he said, I don't like that. He said, just tell me straight up. He goes, don't say, he said, it's like you're trying to get me to say something when you ask me that. It's like he didn't like that at all. It's like I didn't
Here,
know what to
do. What I hear he's saying use, instead of getting an appointment for the subject, he's asking you to say, you have every right to say that or do that, but I'm uncomfortable. He wants you to use a stroke and stand rather than a five-step cleanup.
Yeah, he's to the point. You know, he goes, just tell me, don't ask me, just tell me right then, this is bothering me, and you hurt my feelings. You know, so just tell me, right?
You want to know something? Let's see if he can handle that. What he's saying is, I don't want you to speak to me respectfully. I want you to speak to me emotionally.
And he speaks from his emotions all the time.
I know that, and I think he wants you to do the same thing, but he won't like it, believe me.
You know what? You're right, because Sunday, that's what I did, and it ended up terrible, and he said he needed a break all week, this week.
Because
I finally got to speak.
I believe he was not respected at home.
I can believe that. I mean,
and
from what
I believe that he doesn't realize that what you're doing is speaking to him respectfully.
So how do you, that's going to be, I mean, what he thinks he wants, he doesn't want. So that's confusing. I mean, how does that work?
What it does is
you've
got to use the opening sentence better. Instead of saying, like, I have something kind of sad or complaining to say to you, when would it be convenient?
So basically tell him what it is. Like, I have to talk,
yeah,
I want to talk about our vacation.
Start, why don't you
I want to
do
talk
this.
About our vacation. Yeah.
Do a stroke and stand. You have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that. But I'm uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being respectfully setting up an appointment, make him write for what you're feeling bad about.
Or sometimes it's just he's overwhelmed at work. And I said, you know, I want to talk about the condo that we talked about, you know, getting in June. He goes, I can't. He goes, I don't want to talk about it. And he would just like kind of put up his hand. He's like, I'm overwhelmed
okay.
at work. I don't want to talk.
So
and it was just like a weird conversation.
Can you hear that he's not accustomed to being respected?
Yeah.
So why don't we not respect him and let him run into reality?
Yeah.
Which means,
I mean, it's like he's overwhelmed all the time, and it's like I
know
he just
that,
like cuts me off.
I've got news for you, and that brings out your male, which then puts him right back in his female.
Right.
Why don't you stop leading and let him run up against reality with, for example, if he doesn't ask you what you're doing on Saturday night, you don't do anything.
He's usually... Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, I agree. That's probably a good idea. He usually says, when are we going to see each other again? He used to be pretty good about planning that. Now he's getting kind of laxy-daisy.
Wait a minute.
And
if he's good about planning your date life, what else
well,
are you
Well, not
planning?
Date life. Not date life, I guess. I'm going to see you next on Monday. Okay. He assumes, you know, I guess maybe he's not really good about planning dates, but he usually... pinpoints because we live an hour apart. I'm going to see you next on Sunday. I'll try to drive to your place, or you know. And so usually we talk about
that. Sounds like he's doing the planning right there.
Somewhat, yeah, he does. I guess.
Well, why don't you just follow him on his plan making?
And if he doesn't plan, like you said, say, "Oh gosh, I'm sorry,
We did not make plans." What he's saying is, you didn't bring up a plan that I could say yes and no to.
Well, that's just, the respecting. I agree with that, but the respecting part, I think that's correct, because even recently I said something about we've been together like 11 months, not quite a year yet, because it's.
Would you live with
him
without
twice.
Being engaged?
Well, no, we're engaged.
Oh, you're already
yeah,
engaged.
He wants,
all right, good.
Yeah.
Well, then you have the right.
He wants me to move in. He wants me to move in. Yes, we have a ring.
If you're engaged, you have my permission.
Right.
He's a man, but you're a man too.
I know. I
Why
feel like I
just,
do get...
Why don't we just talk to his male? He asks you, I want you to live with me. You're engaged. Why don't you live with him?
Well, I mean, okay, there's a twist, okay? I have a daughter that's going to college, which she's 20, and I have this guilt of a thing over me, and she's living in an apartment with other girls going to college, but her hometown, I have to move an hour to where he's at because his kids are still in high school. So mine are out of college. So actually, mine are 20. We're the same age.
So what I'm hearing is you're in love with your daughter better than you are with your man.
Well, so it does kind of seem like that, but I mean, it's crazy because her college is literally closer to his house than it is to where we live now. You know what I mean? So she'll be closer to me living there with him.
Then what is the problem with you turning him off? What are you doing that for?
You mean rejecting moving in?
Yes, because he's asking for what he wants, which you want.
Yeah.
But
he wants to meet him in.
What?
Yeah, he said he says you have the ring, we have the commitment. He said
you know what?
So he's actually getting agitated that I'm not moving in. I mean, he's getting agitated.
I'm telling you, you want to be the man. But you also want to be the woman.
Yeah. So you're saying I should.
But with your daughter, wait a minute. With your daughter, you're a zero. With him, you're a 10.
Right. I mean, I guess what I'm saying,
he's really not your man.
Oh gosh.
Your daughter is 20 years old.
I know. It's just that when she comes home for like holidays, her friends are here and my house is home.
Why would your house be home? Your man wants to build a home with you.
Right. It's just that it's not our hometown and she's.
Okay. All right. Dear.
Yeah.
I appreciate you want to be a mother, but it won't. Your daughter is not going to like your disappointment when he dumps you for a more willing woman. You're going to be mad at her.
I know.
So
that's what I'm afraid. I'm going to hold resentment.
Darling, he's going to hold resentment because he's done everything up to this point and you won't live with him and he wants to. Harvard said so.
No, he does. And I was raised Catholic, so I had the church thing hanging over my head.
Darling, wait a minute. I'm Catholic. Don't give me that garbage.
I know, but it's like, don't live with them. You know, my priest, don't live with them. Darling,
just say goodbye to him. You're ruining it.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to. I want to just do it.
Would you please move in with your fiance in order to wean yourself from being a mother?
Well, I guess that's what I wanted to hear. Like, I guess being 20, she's an adult. I mean, she's, got to stand on her own.
I want to give you a book to read. I don't want to give you the book, but I want to give you the name. Do you want it? And it's about you. It's about you. It's Discovering the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother Wound and Claiming Your Personal Power. That's you, that's him, and that's your daughter by Bethany Webster.
Wow, okay.
When you put a daughter of 20 ahead, what?
Oh, no, I was reading the title. I was making sure I had it.
Discovering the Inner Mother. This book is dedicated to women that have been over-controlled into thinking being a mother is better than being a wife.
Well, I mean, I think I didn't prompt you, but,
darling, I'm telling you, the way you're acting is disrespectful and he is a man, but the problem is you're a man too. I've got too many men here.
No, I agree. Yeah. And then,
so
well,
would you kindly
consider
living with your fiance?
And you don't have to have a wedding date, really.
No, you don't.
I guess. No,
but
that's what I mean.
You have a wedding. You have to have. I would not give you permission or approve unless you were engaged. I don't want you to scandalize anybody. But what you're doing?
No, I mean we're engaged. Yeah.
I know you are. That's what.
Yeah, but we haven't been together
in years. Would you please live with him so you can get married or become a lesbian and get a woman to replace your daughter?
No, I don't want to do that. No, but we haven't been together a year yet.
Honey, if you want to fight with me, okay.
Yeah. No.
But why?
No, I just remember the year thing was a big thing. Be with somebody.
It is a big thing. Don't legally marry somebody. Legally marry them.
Oh, I
didn't say live with. I said
the only thing
I require is an engagement ring.
Right. Which
you're not engaged. You're married to your daughter.
Yeah, but it just after I let my marriage didn't end well, and she, you know, saw that. And I guess.
Honey, I can tell you your marriage can't do well because you're a man.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, I feel like
Look,
I need to.
I appreciate talking to you, and I want you to read the book, Discovering the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother's Wound, which means mother outranks everybody, and Claiming Your Personal Power by Bethany Webster. I'm done talking to you now.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you,
Caroline. I'll let you know. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Pardon me. We have some more calls come back. And that's very interesting. Married to her daughter, and I see what you're saying, Dr. Allen. Quite focused
on... Did you hear what she said? She's not... autonomous. She wants him to be a man, and he's so masculine, she's losing him.
Yeah, definitely. Caller,
okay.
You are live on the Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, my question is about the courting process, Dr. Pat. Do you have any type of tips or more information in any of your books about courting?
Well, depends. You can read all of my books. My last book, which is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Right.
It is divided. Do you have that book?
No.
Well, it has three sections.
Okay.
It's got one section, which is more philosophy, and then it's got part one, I-ness.
Okay.
And that's do I need you or want you? Do I want to be the breadwinner? It asks questions that will help you clarify your mind. Then the second part is we-ness, courting or dating, mating and marriage, deciding what you want and don't want, keeping commitments, compatibility, building an erotic relationship to see how to fight rationally. And then the third part, which the last lady might want, is part three, usness, children and parents. You see? Raising healthy kids, children, school age, keeping your elders extended. So I recommend that you get a copy of It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. This is one book where I write to both men and women.
I absolutely have, like, I don't know what I'm waiting on, but I've been dying, like, to, like, I guess I'm waiting to be really ready, and not that there's a time, but I definitely will pick that up as soon as possible. I really asked that question because I'm having trouble in the courting process, and I want to know, how is the woman supposed to necessarily follow the man's lead when, you know, it seems that you kind of say he's supposed to be pursuing her?
Wait a minute. You want to be cherished?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't even know what boyfriend really is.
What?
I don't know which one of these guys could be called a boyfriend.
Are you having sex intercourse
No.
with anyone?
No.
Then you don't have a boyfriend.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's clear. That's clarifying.
Do you want a boyfriend?
Yes. Well, I really know. Honestly, Dr. Pat, I want a fiance.
You want to get married?
Yes, ma'am.
But that's what I'm showing you. The weeness part two is
right.
about how to negotiate a man. Don't have intercourse with him until you're in a committed relationship, hopefully with either a promise ring or an engagement ring. Do you see?
So I really need that book for part one and definitely part two. And then I'm not a child. I don't have children or a parent. I'm not a parent. But does that question make sense? I really just kind of want to know how is a woman supposed to follow a man's lead when it seems kind of that he is pursuing her? I mean, I guess my question is, if he's pursuing her.
When he asks you for intercourse on your third date and you say, I'd love to make love with you, but only if we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and you're open to the idea that someday within a year we could get married.
Dr. Pat, I'm really having trouble with these three dates. Honestly, my first date with multiple men have gone terrible.
Why?
I maybe act out. I maybe don't respect them. I'm just not sure. It's to the point.
What irritates you about your first dates?
Maybe the fact that I think I'm supposed to be cherished and I end up don't feeling protected and then I act out.
Well, if they asked you out, did they pay?
They do pay. They do seem to be courting me. And then by the end of the night, it just seems to go pretty unpleasant. And I have to remember.
How does it go away? What
does that mean?
Do? What does he not do?
So, Dr. Pat, I'm so sorry to tell you, but my last date, I literally ended up in the hospital after dating this man and lost him. And just, it was a fiasco. That was so.
Wait a minute. You dated him more than once, or you dated him?
I dated him once, and during that date, I was rushed to the hospital with him. I mean, not with him, but because of that date with him.
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything, but in the date, I didn't feel protected. I basically had to go off on my own to find a way to get back home. It was just a fiasco.
So he dumped you in the middle of a date?
I would blame it more so on me, and he didn't necessarily dump me, and he is still trying to pursue me and wanted to see me today. But I have to remember that I want to give those three dates how you do say courting should go. But
wait a minute.
I don't.
What did he do that caused you to get into trouble?
He didn't necessarily do anything. I just lost him on that date. I didn't have a phone to contact him, and it was a whole fiasco. So this is just one example of a date gone wrong. But in general, I didn't feel protected. And I guess that going back to that question I was asking, he wasn't necessarily chased. It didn't seem he wanted to chase me. It didn't seem he was interested in courting me on a date. And it didn't seem he was interested in, you know, kind of, okay, this is a date for her. Let's do what she wants to do. But maybe that's why I'm asking the question. Am I on a date following what he wants to do? Like, am I supposed to be following him? Like,
Wait a minute. When a man asks you out, hopefully you like where you're going. Did he take you to a bad place?
It was a fun place. I love the place. I've been there before, and I was super excited.
Well, what did he get mad at?
I don't want to say he was mad, and I don't want to place blame on him. I just didn't feel protected. I didn't feel that he wanted to do the things that I wanted to do, and he even recalled.
Wait a minute. You just told me you wanted to mother him into being your man, but not your man. So apparently you need a girl with a penis.
I don't, and so I'm definitely a recovering male, and I definitely want to work on learning how to respect a man.
Yes, but a man is a person that takes you to places, especially that you like.
Okay.
And it sounds like he didn't say the right words and he didn't do the right deeds.
Okay.
He was a bad boy and you were his mother. Was your mother a man?
Yes.
Well, do you want to be like her?
No.
So did you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer?
Yes.
Because he did something to you?
I lost him and I had to find my way back home.
How could you lose him?
I was drunk.
You were what?
I was drinking.
Do you understand that when women drink, they become men? When men drink, they become women.
Yes.
You can't drink on a date. You become a man.
At all. That's crazy.
Well, don't drink on a date.
So
if you want to drink by yourself or with girls.
I definitely knew that was the bottom line. I definitely was withholding some information because I knew you would say that. But is that really the bottom line? Like, I guess even
that's
more
really
so if I...
That's really the bottom line. Listen to what I'm saying. When a woman drinks or uses mind-altering chemicals, she switches from a feeling-centered human to a thinking-centered human, and she attacks.
Okay.
So, do you want to be... Do you want to be disrespectful to men in such a way that they abandon you on a date?
No.
So I've given you my opinion. Are you willing to not drink with men?
And that's the thing, I didn't with him, intentionally knowing that you suggest that we don't. So I might have plotted that.
Would you not allow drinking in your dates so you can stay feminine?
Okay. Yes, I'm willing to commit to working on that.
Good. Then give it a go again.
Okay.
But this time, do it as a woman, not a man.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Good girl. Good girl.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Wow.
Passive and vulnerable, Dr. Allen. Passive, patient, and vulnerable.
But when a woman drinks, she becomes competitive, conquering, and controlling.
Yes. So I see why she didn't want to blame it on him, per se. Hi, Cole, you're live with Dr.
Doing, what she's doing is drinking to get her male up because she's terrified. Whatever happened to her as a daughter is showing up now.
as a woman. I see that. We've got a caller with us. You have a question.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, I have been single for the last 6 months, and I've been enjoying that. And I've been dating a little bit, but recently I've started, like, having some, like, desire to get in contact with one of my ex-boyfriends from 4 years ago, and I see him every...
Why is he your ex?
Well, I basically broke up with him about 4 years ago because he was like, I think it really, what it comes down to is I did not negotiate a contract for time spent with him. And I also didn't like
time,
the fact that
space, money, and play.
He like shared a dog with his ex-girlfriend.
That's
so he would always.
Chapter 14 in the book, Getting to I Do. It's about negotiating boundaries around I time, we time, us time, not living with him unless you're engaged, money, does he want you to pay your way on the dates and you don't want it or you're willing to do it, and then play, non-sexual play like golf, tennis, do you have any hobbies together, and sexually, are you monogamous, are you having an open relationship? All of these things need to be negotiated, hopefully before you have the first intercourse when he says, don't date other people. I want to date you. And you say, fine, but are you interested ultimately in getting married someday? You ask him questions when he says, I want you to stop dating other people.
Right.
You see? So what happened? You ended it? He ended it?
I ended it because I just got tired. It felt like he never wanted to see me. And
he didn't want to see you on your schedule.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I see that now.
I want to make a statement. Ladies, don't ask for more, better, different love, more, better, different affection, more, better, different time, and more, better, different sex. Those are gifts, and you have the right to say no thank you. But don't ask for them. They have to be given as gifts. That's falling in love for a man.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so what are you asking me?
Well, I see him every week, a couple times a week. We both go to the same spiritual place.
Is he interested in you anymore?
Well, he talked to me for the first time in like 4 years ever, like a couple weeks ago. And we just
had really? Maybe he's giving you another chance.
Well, we had a chit chat. We didn't really like talk about anything other than just, hey, how you been? But I felt like maybe he was reaching out, but I feel like maybe he's afraid to, or like he thinks that I hate him or something.
If you smile and wave at him, do you flirt with him at the church you go to?
No, I stay kind of to myself because I feel awkward.
What?
I said I kind of keep to myself because I feel a little awkward flirting around there.
Why not just wave at him and speak if he speaks, or, you know, you're just being friends in a church. Are you meeting in a church?
It's like, it's not really a church, but it's like a meeting.
It's self-help or something?
Yeah, like a Buddhist place that I go to.
Oh, great. Church, temple, fine. Are you willing to look for him and give him a wave?
Yes.
What is your concern? Are you afraid he'll reject you?
Yeah, maybe. Or that
because,
he's seeing somebody, or that.
Wait
I don't
a
know,
minute.
I
want you to find out. Your body is telling me to tell you that you still have chemistry for him.
Yeah, for sure. I have noticed that. Like, I didn't think I would at first. I just thought maybe I could be a friend.
How long
and now
has
I'm
it been pretty... since you dated him?
4 years.
You're 4 years. It usually takes 2 years to get over somebody, and you're not over him 4 years later.
Yeah.
I want you to find out by just being friendly in your temple if he wants to take you to coffee or tea. See, easy for a cup of coffee.
Okay. But I shouldn't ask him, right? I shouldn't do anything.
You can say, you can wave at him. Look for him and walk over and wave. And, you know, because he came to you recently and reached out to you. Now you reach out to him.
But not like, because I was wondering, can I text him and ask him if he'd be open to having tea or coffee or
that's
or is that
you dating him? I want you to do it in the temple.
Okay, I gotcha. So I can.
The reason is I'm not in support of you being the man.
I'm not either.
I want
either.
You
I,
to be
I don't wanna
a
do that.
Friend. What?
Me too. Yeah, that's what I want to do too. So I'm just trying
well,
to make sure
when,
I'm doing it. Right.
How long ago did he come over? When did he reach out to you at the temple?
Well, we were just both sitting there, and there was nobody else there.
When?
So we just
when? Last
this
week?
About,
last year?
3 weeks ago.
Have you gone to the temple since that 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yes.
Was he there?
Yes.
Did you wave at him?
No.
That's you rejecting him.
I mean, I smiled at him.
You did. Did he smile back?
Kinda, yeah. It was like a little awkward, but.
Is there a
yeah.
reason you didn't walk over to him?
Yeah, I'm just not sure how to approach him. Because I don't know.
What would you do if you saw a girlfriend?
If I saw a girlfriend, I would run
yes.
over and say, "Hey, how are you? Like, how are you doing?"
And that's what you do. He did it to you.
Okay, I got
he
you.
He did exactly that. Why is his penis in the way of you being a friend?
Right. Well, just the history, but.
I know, but would you please be friendly because you're still in love with him and I want you to either get over him or get him.
Okay. Well, I'll be friendly then. I will do
and
that.
Report back. Will you do that?
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good girl. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know. Thank you.
What you're
night.
Doing in call
mm-hmm.
is called presenting. You're signaling
oh, okay.
him that you're mm-hmm. receptive, available, and respecting him.
Yeah.
So
right, and
he's
that's what
interested.
I
what?
Yeah, you can tell because he talked to me. That means he's interested.
So you're going to pretend he's a girl.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye.
That reminds me of the episode of, what was it, like the Brady Bunch. Well, and you have to perform in front of somebody. Imagine everybody in their underwear. You can't be scared if everyone's sitting there in their underwear. So I love that, Dr. Allen.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what'd you say?
Hello,
you have to,
what am I doing?
Flying Live with Dr. Allen.
I'm Adriana. What's your name?
Is somebody on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm Adriana.
What's your question?
Can I answer?
Oh, okay, yes. Dr. Allen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am okay. I go to
Do
your
you have
coaching
a question?
Program. Yes, I've been what? Asking my boyfriend for time to talk, but he doesn't, he gives me the runaround and doesn't give me the time to talk.
Then write him a note. What is it you want to ask him?
Well, first I wanted to ask him, like we spoke before, about having a baby or having my ex with a donor. And second, I wanted to ask him about...
Wait a minute. Do you have a little baby with him?
No, no, no. No, no, no. He's just my boyfriend.
He's your boyfriend. Do you want a baby? Are you asking him for a baby?
Well, I want to get married and have a baby, but I lived with him
oh,
and he
I
told
see.
Me to
you
ask
want
him
to get
for
married. Have Are you having sex with him?
Yeah, I live with him.
Well, if you live with him, you're spiritually married to him.
Okay.
So do you want to have a baby?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So do you want to tell him you're not going to use birth control? How are you not having a baby? Is he using birth control or you?
No, neither one, but he doesn't. He pulled out.
I have one of my four kids is a pull-out pre-cum.
Well, it hasn't happened in a long time ever for me, so I don't know.
Okay, so he's already risking getting you pregnant. How long have you dated him?
I dated him for a year. And a year and a half, and I lived with him a year ago because of COVID. I just moved here.
Okay, so you're just newly moved in together again?
No, 1 year ago, 1 year.
Okay, you've been together. Are you engaged to him?
I've been together a year and a half, and I've been living with him for a year. I'm not engaged, no.
No, okay. Do you need to get engaged and married? Is the relationship good enough mating even when you're not married?
It is not, because there is always uncertainty. When he gets upset, I don't feel, you know, like commitment. So, no.
Well, but that happens whether you're married or you're not married. Is he 51% valuable most of the time?
Yeah, but he doesn't like to talk about any serious topics or give me the time when I try to set up an appointment.
I want you to know he wants a free wife and you're it.
Well,
do
I don't want to be a free wife.
Do you want to be without him? Are you willing to go to crisis, demand marriage, and lose him? Are you willing, because you've already spiritually married him?
Well, that's not what his family thinks. They don't agree that I live here without being married, but it's not enough for him.
It's not enough? For you?
Well, he doesn't care. He doesn't care that they don't agree to marry me.
Well, then, are you willing to leave him?
Well, no, I don't want to leave him. But I also want to get married and have a baby.
Darling, you're on the way to a baby if he's pulling out. Trust me.
No, he's 45. He's pull out. Every time with all of his girlfriends, he's never got anybody pregnant.
I understand that, but the chances are, the point is, he's not going to give you a baby unless he wants to marry you.
Okay, I'm trying to have that conversation. I'm trying to have the conversation to see if our plans are aligned and what does he see on the future, because I want to marry him and have a baby, and I want to see what his plans are.
How old are you?
He doesn't make the time.
How old are you? You're 39, so you're right at the time. Does he know you want to be married?
Yes.
Are you willing to stop having sex with him unless he plans a wedding?
And how would that be? I will just say I don't want to have sex unless you plan a wedding?
I want to get married and have a baby, or I don't want to have sex with you anymore. And he will dump you.
Are you willing to lose him?
That's what I'm telling you. You're his wife now.
Well, it doesn't feel like it.
I know that, dear, but it's going to feel like you've got a divorce when he leaves you, when you stop having sex with him. You've given him a free wife for a year.
So what? I'm basically screwed up. I have no options.
What?
I have no options. I'm done. No options for me.
The option is no more sex, live with him, cook for him, but no more intercourse. Are you willing to lose him to marry him?
No, I don't want to lose him, no.
Then would you please be his wife?
I'm not his wife. He can say goodbye any moment.
I'm only telling you that he sounds like he doesn't want to get legally married.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't have any plans.
And
I mean, he doesn't like to talk about it.
He won't talk about it. He's going to dump you rather than talk. I advise you not to fight with him unless you terminate sex and stay with him if he doesn't leave you.
Yeah, but I'm not happy not being married and not having a baby.
Then be unhappy without him. Go get another one of him. But don't be having sex with people unless they put a ring on your finger and work towards marriage.
So what you're trying to tell me that it's too late and I cannot fix it now?
You can fix him, but the way to fix him is to stop having sex with him, but live with him nicely and see if he stays with you. But the chances are he will dump you. Are you tired enough of being his free wife to set standards of no more sex unless I'm married to you? Are you willing to do that?
Well,
yes or no?
I don't know, because he doesn't make the time to talk about a serious topic, so how will I even
explain
that?
It's nothing talking. How many bedrooms do you have in your apartment or house?
I have several bedrooms, but only one has a bed.
Okay. Then get a bed for the other bedroom and start sleeping there. I'm just telling you, you're married to him this very minute. But it isn't legal. It's spiritual. He's living with you. You have a relationship, but he won't get married as he speaks because he got you for free. And I'm telling you, the only price is for you to stop being his loved one, his sex partner, his wife. You're thinking of divorcing him or threatening him, and I don't think that's going to work.
What about if I ask him what his plans are about getting married and having kids? Like, how does he see himself on that?
Haven't you ever asked him to get married?
No, I've never asked him.
Have you ever said, I want to get married and have a baby?
Yes.
Did he say yes or no?
He doesn't say anything. He goes around.
And you know what? That's no. That's no. He won't negotiate with you because he doesn't want to legally marry and have a baby.
So what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to decide if he's enough or he isn't enough. Do you want to leave him? If you want to leave him a little bit, sleep on the couch. Do you have a couch?
Yes.
Then would you please start sleeping on the couch and not having sex with him unless he marries you, goes to Vegas and gets married and doesn't pull his penis out of your body and let you get pregnant?
Well, I know he doesn't like ultimatums, so I don't know what he's going to say about that.
He's going to say goodbye. I'm telling you, you already are married to him spiritually. He's living with you, and you're not practicing good birth control, so God willing, you'll get pregnant, and you won't have an abortion. And then he may marry you because of the kid.
But I want somebody who wants to, like, marry me and wants me to be his wife.
The advice is, do you want to lose him? If you want to lose him, threaten him. If you want to keep him, stop threatening him. Enjoy him the way he is. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Thank you, caller. Good luck. Let us know.
Thank
you. All righty. Let's see if we have one more. Time for one more. Checking in with our switchboard, our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard. He's wonderful at LA Talk Radio.
Good, he says,
time for one more call. So he's going to get that call for us. Reminding everybody about our groups, reach out to info@drpatallen.com. Get on that waiting list. Like I said before, we do have a waiting list, but it's well worth the wait.
Take your call right now.
Okay, callers, we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So pick up when you get a weird call because it's us calling you weirdly. Okay, maybe he can get us another one. Okay, we have a little last call going on. Checking in right now and seeing if we do. Again, I want to reach out and say thank you to Elle for the generous donation to the One Institute. And so, since our caller went to voicemail, Dr. Allen, the question that keeps popping up, ironically, tonight has been dating, duty dating, and passive patient and vulnerable. So we have a question here from our Facebook people, and we want to shout out to our Facebook people. Yes, we love you all, and we're tracking your questions. The question is, Dr. Allen, in a nutshell, explain duty dating. It's a foreign concept to me. I'm 22 years old, and I've always just jumped right in after dating a guy a couple of times, and then boom, I was in a relationship. But I want to understand the duty dating, because I think not duty dating and not exploring people has been my downfall of failed relationships.
That's right. That's exactly right. Duty dating is dating a man for at least 3 dates and seeing if you have enough chemistry to say, if he asks you for sex, I can't afford to fall in love with you and be bonded to you for a couple of years. Therefore, I will only make love with you if we're boyfriend and girlfriend, hopefully maybe even with a promise ring, which is not an engagement ring and it's not a wedding ring, but it's a ring that says that you're taken. It's a go steady ring. Now, before you get a man that wants you, your dates are basically exploring men that want you, but may not be wanting monogamy, continuity, and longevity. But you want to practice going on dates. Like if you listen to this show today, I had the girl that when she drank, she got emotional and she got into a tight situation. So it's dating men that you want to learn how to be a lady with. And I recommend that you don't drink or use drugs, because that turns you into a horny man and you end up bonded to somebody you don't even know.
Oh, definitely. I can see that. I can see where we've run into that a couple of times. Now, here's the question I have, and one of our callers this evening seemed a little confused with respect to, she was talking about following the man's lead, and she mentioned that she was a recovering masculine energy. So my question is, I don't think she grasped that concept, and I'm wondering if you can expand on it a little bit. The concept of
following
passive
man is saying yes to the date and acting like a lady on the date. And I'm recommending that when you're meeting men and you want to find a man to marry, do yourself a favor and be sober, because the men you meet while you drink can be very, very feminine and bingy little boys. Because men become women when they drink, and women become generous men.
Yes. Yes.
You see?
So, and it's almost like that.
Duty dating is dating that you don't know if you have chemistry. See, I ask people to date 3 men 3 times and then say to yourself, is there any chemistry between me and this man? If you say yes, then you date them more, but that doesn't mean that you have intercourse with them unless you get a commitment with or without a ring for monogamy, sexually and socially, continuity. You see them or talk to them regularly, and you're both aiming towards marriage, or you're not, or you're mating, trying to mate without a marriage. so you know what style you're doing, and then do it until it becomes real committed dating. Duty dating,
right.
You don't know if you have the chemistry, but you're interested in investigating it.
Yes, and I equated that with not purchasing the first pair of shoes you try on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The girl said, how can you encapsulate duty dating? I said, do you go into a store and put on the first pair of shoes and buy it and walk out? I think that's a rare occasion that happens. You must try on 10, 12 pairs of shoes. And that's all duty dating is. I said, you're not having sex with these people. You're going on a picnic with Steve. You're going to see
yes,
a movie with...
Yes, but you don't even know. I'm going to tell you something. For example, when women don't drink and go on dates, they're women. They're more sensitive.
Right.
You see? But
yes.
A lot of women drink in order to become men so they can do something sexual that they wouldn't do if they were sober, which means ultimately they're going to find out that he may not be the man of your dreams. He may
That's
be
right.
a female.
Indeed. And with that, we are out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen to that. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.